Good afternoon, this is Jose from New York Opinion Research, trying to reach Diane Bob.
For what reason?
We're conducting an opinion survey about issues affecting your community. Your opinion is very important. Are you Diane Bob?
Yes.
Thank you. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential, and I assure you this is not a sales call. What is your zip code, please?
13760.
Thank you very much. Are you registered to vote in the state of New York, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm a registered voter.
Okay. And do you think of yourself...
Since I was 18 years old.
Awesome. Thank you for your response on that one. And do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
I resent that question. I'm female, period.
Thank you very much. And what is your year of your birth?
1934.
Thank you. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
I'm American.
Okay, thank you. And what is your race? Is it white, American Indian, or Alaska Native?
White.
Thank you. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
High school.
Thank you. And from whom did you vote in 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I voted for Trump.
Thank you. As you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you
100%.
Okay. Thank you. And how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10?
How what?
How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated and 10 means you are extremely motivated?
9.
Thank
you. I don't like either one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means... Okay, thank you. And please rate how much you agree or disagree with the following statement. Regardless of how I may feel about the candidates or issues on the ballot, it is my duty to vote this year. Do you strongly agree? Somewhat agree?
Yes. Strongly.
Strongly agree? Thank you. And regardless of how enthusiastic you are about voting, how much do each of the following matter to you this year? For each of the following, please indicate if it matters a lot, if it matters somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all. The first one is...
It's going to be much longer because I'm out of bed to answer this phone, and I'm 90 years old.
I understand. We're only a few questions away from the end.
Okay.
We have already answered a few questions. I would appreciate your responses on these ones. So the first one would be election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate.
What about them? I think they should all go home and new ones come in.
Okay. Would you say at this one that it does not matter at all?
Every election matters. That's why I vote.
Okay. Would you say that this matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much? Okay. The second one, protecting reproductive rights, including birth control and IVF?
I think men should keep their noses out, or they can have something done for themselves, too. Women's reproductive, I don't believe in abortion. But I believe in a woman's right to choose.
And now how would you rate this one? Would you say it matters a lot, somewhat, not matter much, or does not matter at all?
What, about abortion?
about protecting reproductive rights.
It matters a lot.
Okay.
I think I just gave you my answer when I said men should keep their noses out.
Mm-hmm. Okay. In the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris, how much do this one matter to you this year?
A lot, but I don't like either one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the last one, protecting gender equality?
Protecting gender equality?
Equality, mm-hmm.
That matters a lot.
Thank you. And we know people get busy when it's time to vote. How likely are you to vote on the following candidates or issues? For each of the following, would you say, nothing will stop me, I want to vote and probably will?
I get an absentee ballot. It doesn't matter if it's pouring rain or what. I will vote.
Okay. I will read out the following candidates or issues. The first one, election for Congress, House of Representatives or the Senate.
You know what? I'm tired. I have to end this.
We're only a few questions away. I'm sorry. Is it okay for us to call you at a later time, maybe, and do this survey? Hello?
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 Hello?